1230 AM and 103.3 FM on your smart speaker. Thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Simply say, play WSOY. Two words that will change your life for the better. Play WSOY. Yes, WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM is now on your smart speaker. Thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Invested in space age technology.
Some tweeted who her replacement is. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, the head of Customs and Border Protection, Kevin McAleenan, will be the new acting Homeland Security Secretary, replacing Kirstjen Nielsen. President Trump tweeted late Sunday that he has confidence McAleenan will do a great job. Soon after, Nielsen tweeted that she had submitted her resignation, saying, "It's been an honor of a lifetime to serve with the brave men and women of DHS." Nielsen has agreed to remain in position until Wednesday. The announcement comes after the president said he wants to go in a tougher direction for the nomination of a new director for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Dave.
Rachel, House Democrats are giving the IRS until Wednesday to turn over President Trump's tax returns. The head of the Ways and Means Committee using his authority under IRS tax code to get what the president has refused to hand over. But acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox,
"That is not going to happen, and they know it. This is a political stunt."
A Democrat considering running for president, Pete Buttigieg, takes issue with the vice president speaking about being openly gay at an LGBTQ event in Washington.
"And that's the thing I wish the Mike Pences of the world would understand. That if you got a problem with who I am, your problem is not with me. Your quarrel, sir, is with my creator."
Buttigieg is the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He's raised more than $7 million as he explores a possible 2020 run. There is a new king of country at the ACM Awards.
And the winner is Keith.
He won the Entertainer of the Year on the CBS show, but Thomas Rhett was the Male Artist of the Year. Kacey Musgraves won the Female Award and Album of the Year. Dan and Shay, three awards for the Duo of the Year. They also got Song and Single of the Year. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
House Democrats keep demanding the full Mueller report from Attorney General Barr, unsatisfied with his summary of the special counsel's investigation, which exonerated President Trump on Russia collusion, didn't say either way on possible obstruction of justice.
I dismiss what he said. He's a biased defender of the administration, and he's entitled to be a defender of the administration, but he is not entitled to withhold the evidence from Congress.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler on CBS Face the Nation. He could issue a subpoena for the report. Barr will testify before a different committee this week about the budget.
But one GOP House member says it could be overshadowed. Representative Mike Johnson on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures says this may be used to pressure the Mueller report's release. But Johnson says there's a process to be followed.
That would be done within the bounds of the law. That's the Attorney General's responsibility. I think he's doing that diligently, and I hope that Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee will allow him to do just that.
Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Meanwhile, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee is going to send criminal referrals to the Justice Department on the special counsel's investigation. On Wall Street, stock futures are down before this week's trading. Now sports. There's a new women's college basketball champion.
82-81 Baylor. Richards, near corner pass, tipped by Turner, out of bounds, and that's it!
Baylor hung on to beat the defending champs Notre Dame on Westwood One, and tonight the men's NCAA championship game, Virginia versus Texas Tech. In the NBA, the defending champion Warriors clinched the top seed in the Western Conference after Golden State routed the LA Clippers. Brooklyn and Orlando clinched spots in the playoffs. The Nets beat the Pacers. The Magic topped the Celtics. In baseball, the Dodgers won their fifth straight as LA beat Colorado. Seattle topped the Chicago White Sox. The Mariners are now an AL best 9-2 on the season. On the NASCAR track,
career win for Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch second.
That was the race in Bristol on FS1. Kyle Busch the winner. This is Fox News. I'm Dave Anthony.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Buyers and Company podcast brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Buyers and Company podcast whenever you want it.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, April 8th edition of Buyers and Company. We're live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Countdown is on. This week, the Masters, Game of Thrones. It may be the best April weekend ever. Company starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. After a lot of rain overnight and some storms, it looks like we're going to have a beautiful day. Is that right?
Oh, my gosh. Warm. Warm. Really warm.
Warm. It's warm in here. I see you're already down to like a tank top.
Yeah. I have like a blazer, but I'm like, I'm blazing with that blazer on. So
I got it. I got it. Off. We welcome Lindsay Romano back to the program. She had a couple of days off last week.
I missed you guys.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You were over in Indianapolis for a YMCA conference.
Yes. It's called NADO. That's with a Y.
NADO.
NADO.
Yes. What's that stand for?
Couldn't tell you.
National Association of Wise Development,
blah, blah,
blah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. It was a philanthropic conference.
Okay.
Yes. So basically, how to raise money.
All right. Yeah. Good.
Well, anyway, there you have it. So we have, and by the way, you were over there with Vice President Mike Pence. We just heard Mike Pence in the top of the hour news that made me think of that.
Yes.
So he was staying at your hotel.
Yes.
What a gigantic pain that is.
Oh, you have no idea. No idea. I mean, this is a very large international conference going on. So
you had like wise from all over the world.
Israel and Uganda and London and I mean, everywhere, everywhere. So, yeah, we heard he was coming in around Wednesday afternoon, which is when we arrived, supposed to arrive around three or so. So at one point I came out of one of my sessions, came down and the lobby was full of the advance team.
Okay.
Full.
Secret Service you're talking about.
Yes. So we're talking like six dogs, you know, and they're everywhere and, you know, they're setting everything up. And so at that point, if you wanted to go to your room, which the hotel, we were at the JW in Indianapolis, it kind of has two towers.
Okay.
For hotels, you have to take one elevator for one set of rooms, another for another. To get to your rooms, you had to go through a metal detector, have your bag searched, go back through a metal detector, and then be wanted.
Just to get into your room?
Just to get into your room.
Wow.
Yeah. You could leave your room.
Shouldn't they be able to tell you that or something? You know, if you're checking, I mean, I guess these arrangements were probably made, but
it's okay. I mean, we are talking about the vice president.
I get that, but I mean, everyone knows, like, you know, oh, you forget something in your room. You want to run up back up to the room or use the restroom or something.
I will tell you, they were very expedient. So they got you in and it wasn't like TSA at all. Cause I had my laptop.
Well, one would hope.
And I said, do I need to
like. Secret Service would not be like TSA.
No, I said, do I need? And he goes, no, we're not like that. I mean, they would move you through very fast. There was never a line.
Okay.
They just whip you out. And they were very nice. Everybody was very, very great. I mean, it was, you know, and I never saw him. I never saw Vice President.
What was he doing there?
He was there for a conference on the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement to replace NAFTA.
And how do you know that?
Because I looked it up. Why is he here? And I found.
And they told you.
Yeah. So I did find it was like in the Indianapolis Star or something like that. I was okay. Why Indianapolis? I do not know. But yeah, it's very exciting.
Well, that's interesting. So did you have fun?
I did. I had a great time. Learned a lot and definitely worth the time away from here. Though it was, you know, it's never easy to like leave in the middle of the week when you got things to do, but definitely worth it.
Okay, so I want you to tell the Matt Whitehead Secret Service photo story because you were telling me this, and those of you who have come to know Matt through our videos from our WSOY MCA challenge. By the way, we have a new challenge starting Monday, a week from today, with new participants old participants and everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
So Matt Whitehead, sort of the ham of all of these videos, evidently wanted to get his picture taken with a Secret Service agent. Why? I have no idea.
I don't know. Desperate. He wanted to get a picture with one of the dogs, which these are not like...
What kind of dogs were they?
Like Belenois and German Shepherds.
When did the Belenois, or whatever, however that's pronounced, when did that become sort of the law enforcement dog?
I have no idea.
That's been a fairly recent thing,
Yeah, you always
thing,
thought
right?
of like German Shepherds for a long time. And then they kind of look like German Shepherds, sort of.
As a kid, I remember when Doberman Pinschers became a big thing,
mm-hmm.
like sort of a phenomenon. They had their own movie. There was like a movie with the Doberman Pinschers.
They were always the bad guys, guard dogs.
Yeah, but then they were heroes, and then it was the German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
And then somewhere along the way, this other breed of dog became sort of the go-to dog.
Became the go-to police dog. Or
military,
whatever.
Yeah,
there were a couple German Shepherds, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But yeah, so he desperately, Matt Whitehead wanted a picture
with a dog. Okay.
And at one point he did go up to one of the officers, the canine officer, and said, can I take a picture with your dog? And he goes, no. I'm like, you need to stop trying. Stop it immediately. And then he'd go up to every Secret Service he could. Well, he finally got one
to agree
to take a photo. And when I walked away, I'm like, this is embarrassing. I'm going away.
So everybody's been at this point with someone in their life, right? The person who's just sort of relentless to a point of an embarrassing sort of everyone else of like trying to get something.
Yes. And I'm like, oh, good Lord. Okay, I'm walking away. And so he had another agent take the photo. And you can tell by the way the photo is taken, cause, oh, God, it's priceless. There's so many stories in this one photo. The agent clearly like raised the phone, took the picture, took it down because in the background there's people moving and they look like they're moving at warp speed.
You got that flash thing going on?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the agent that he's taking the picture with clearly not enthused. His face is just like, just get this over with. But in the background is this, can't stop laughing about it, is a little like you can see right over Matt's shoulder is another agent that decided to do a little surprise, little poke his head in the picture, and he's like smiling this goofy smile. Like so he got another agent in the back, perfectly willing to photobomb.
Got it.
But then you got another agent who's actually in the picture.
Photobomb or trying to get out of the photo? Because sometimes that looks like the same thing.
You can't tell because his face kind of looks like maybe I'm trying to get out of this photo, like he's trying to duck down and didn't make it in time.
Right.
It's hilarious. I look at that picture and I cannot stop laughing.
I got it. Okay. So it was overall a pretty good... how many days were you there?
I left Wednesday around noon.
Okay.
And finished up the conferences there. And then we were there Thursday, finished up conferences on Friday. And came
gotcha.
Back.
Okay.
So how did things go here?
It was interesting. I mean, you're catching up, but we shouldn't do this on the air because everyone else was here. You were the only one.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that wasn't here. So.
Yeah. No, it was good. We had the community leaders breakfast.
How was Dan Hampton?
He was very good. He was funny. And I went home.
I'm going to go back and listen to the podcast.
And paid $2.99 to buy the 30 for 30 documentary, The 85 Bears, which he was featured in prominently, just to watch that again, because he talked a lot about, you know, that team and that mm-hmm. Super Bowl team. And he looked good. His fingers were like all like big. His hands looked like hams, but his fingers were like all gnarled.
His fingers looked like they're
just,
screwed in.
Yeah, like we're just, you know, a mess. Because, you know, when you play on a line like that, I mean, you get a lot of that finger helmet, you know, contact. Ooh. And body contact. He was great. He couldn't have been friendlier with all the people taking pictures and it was a lot of fun. And then Friday we were here with St. Teresa for the kickoff of the mega raffle. It was kind of a blur, to be honest with you, because we were on the air selling raffle tickets. We had a phone issue to begin with. I don't recall what the problem was. Not on our end. It was on their end. They wanted to use their phone number, and we ended up having to use our phone number. It worked out. And then we had Tanya and Tom and Howard in to talk about the announcement, which was made Thursday,
mm-hmm.
About the $25 million additional gift to the Community Cares Campus. By the way, if you missed that show on Friday, podcast is available at Nauticator.com, the Nauticator Facebook page, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. And that was interesting. We had a long conversation about that whole, the whole campus and what it means. And then I had a meeting right afterwards with Tanya and Howard. So my 2 days were kind of a blur like your 2 days. And now it's like, boom, we're back and here it is Monday.
We are.
Now, cold weather breaking makes most people happy, right? I mean, you want to go out, you want to hit a bike trail. You want to get outside and run or hike trails.
Yes,
or
sounds of the birds. And
just everything about it. In Chicago, it just makes people want to shoot people. 24 people
good.
Shot in 30 hours
God.
Over the warmest weekend of the year in Chicago. Can you imagine what it is like to live in particular neighborhoods and areas
no,
in
can't.
Chicago where this is just sort of, hey, it gets nice. What do? Well, we go out and we fire bullets at people. In a period of a little over 24 hours this weekend, just about 30 hours, so a day and 6 hours, 24 people were shot in Chicago, including 3 children under the age of 13, and 3 of the adults shot died from their injuries, according to police. Beginning about 4 a.m. Saturday through 10 a.m. Sunday, Chicago police were investigating shooting cases that included the homicides and a mass shooting with 6 people outside an afternoon baby shower in West Inglewood, in which an 8-year-old boy was shot in the chest and back, and a 10-year-old girl was struck in the shin. 3 people also were shot in East Garfield Park about 3:30 a.m. Sunday as they stood outside a block of West Wilcox Street. A 34-year-old was taken to Mount Sinai Hospital with a gunshot wound in the right leg. A 26-year-old was taken to Norwegian American Hospital with a gunshot wound to his right foot. And a 33-year-old was taken to Rush University Medical Center for a gunshot wound to his left arm. 2 of the 3 homicide investigations were launched Sunday morning, according to police. About 8:30 a.m., officers were called to the 6700 block of South Normal Boulevard in Inglewood. This is insane.
That is insane.
Where you're right of spring, you know?
Yeah.
We talk about April showers and May flowers. We talk about planting. We talk about getting the bicycle out or going out for a family walk. And in parts of Chicago, as soon as it gets nice, we just bring out the guns and shoot people. And this is, by the way, an area where they have the toughest gun laws in the United States of America. You do not want to hear about guns in this conversation.
No.
Guns are the method of choice, and if you take those away, it'll be ball bats or knives or whatever. But what is it about this human nature thing that they have in big cities, and not even just big cities, where it's nice weather just means let's go kill people?
I have no idea.
And we talk about the insanity of, like, mass killers. Like, you know, somebody goes into a movie theater and shoots people up. How is this any less crazy?
And why? Why?
Well, gangs?
An 8-year-old,
drugs?
A 10-year-old?
Oh, well, that's just random.
I know. I just... it's sickening.
I will tell you that it is... This is people who are just out opening fire, you know, after a... individual or individuals, and just indiscriminate in who they hit, you know, with the crossfire.
Yeah. I mean, lawmakers will tell you, oh, well, we'll just make things tougher. They don't.
No, I mean, what, you know, doing this with this gun or you can't have this with this clip isn't going to change this sort of behavior at all.
No.
But there you go. That's how Chicago celebrates spring. Little under 30 hours, 24 shootings. Over the weekend in a basically 24-hour period, a day and 6 hours. Just insane. We've got to take a break. We got back. April has turned into the entertainment jackpot bonanza of all time. I mean, literally. I don't recall a time when so much was happening as far as coming through your television or your tablet or your smartphone, however it is that you consume it. I don't recall a time when there has been this much to be excited about in the month of April. All started last night with Killing Eve, billions rolling on. We'll tell you what's coming up. And it's not just Game of Thrones, although that's a biggie. All of that straight ahead. Here's Lindsay with your three-day forecast. It's a beaut.
It really is. Mostly sunny skies today. Highs were going to be around 74 degrees. For tonight, clear, and lows around 48 degrees. Tuesday, we're looking at more sunshine, highs around 67. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 61 degrees. It is 56 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. How good is billions getting? I'm wearing my dollar bill vest today.
I know. I noticed that. Dollar bill, y'all.
Good morning and welcome. It has going to be, well, has been already an exciting April, and is going to be an even more exciting April as we continue with all of the premieres of what's going on in the entertainment world. Now, I know May is going to be exciting, too, right? You got the Avengers Endgame. You got a lot of stuff that's heading to the box office. When I look at what was started last night with the return of Killing Eve, I was walking by the Xfinity box as I was going from one room to the other, and I noticed it was recording, right? And I had set for it to record Killing Eve, which is on BBC America, by the way, if you're looking for this. And evidently, they rolled out all of last season all day long yesterday with some extras, so it showed up as sort of like new episodes. Mm-hmm. So it recorded all of them. So I had to go out and delete all of those last night because we'd already seen the season. But that literally hit the airwaves last night, and the reviews are off the charts. I'm not going to give anything away, but Killing Eve Season 2 started last night on BBC America. Just one channel that maybe you don't spend a lot of time watching. I love
it. No, but I mean, if you haven't given this show a shot, you need to.
Yeah, you can get it. Season 1, as of yesterday, was still available on Hulu, and Season 2 began last night. And so you can check that out. And then coming up this next, starting this week, I guess the par three tournament is on Wednesday. I don't know that anybody really cares about that. I'm sure people do that are there. But then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the Masters. And how do I explain the Masters? I feel like even talking about the Masters, you ought to have like a very soft musical soundtrack in the background. And you speak in very hushed and reverent terms about the Augusta National Golf Course. And you have Jim Nance roll out, "Hello, friends," right? And it is the green of the greens and the blues of the ponds and all that comes with Augusta. It is an absolute, I don't know, do you care at all? You probably care less than, right?
But I care because you care.
No, you don't. You just told an outright lie to every listener in this audience. You don't care a whit about the Masters.
No. No.
Why?
I will care whenever things get exciting at the very end and you're like, I gotta see this. And then I will get into it then.
Okay.
I am being honest, but don't.
First of all, I can count on, I don't know, two fingers the number of times you've been interested at the ending of a Masters.
It's only at the ending of whatever golf thing. It's like the Ryder Cup or the Masters or the Open.
The course was formerly, by the way, a plant nursery, and each hole on the course is named after a tree or a shrub of which it has become associated with. So number one is the tea olive. Number two is the pink dogwood. Number three is the flowering peach, four flowering crabapple. Hole number five is the magnolia. That's what they're, of course, famous for. Number six is the juniper, and on and on and on, all 18 holes. It is the most beautiful place on earth.
I always think of Alice in Wonderland when I think of the Masters.
And why would that be?
Because I always think of them painting the roses.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking probably like painting, like everything's kind of...
No, they don't paint the roses.
I know they don't paint the roses, but I was just thinking...
The magnolias.
Yeah, it's just everything's very vibrant and...
So from Amen Corner to the Big Oak Tree, the Eisenhower Tree, Ike's Pond, Ray's Creek, the membership, all of it is an absolutely amazing thing. And so for golf fans or fanatics, Masters weekend is about as good as it gets.
Is that this weekend?
It's this weekend. So well, it actually starts Thursday.
So I can expect you to pretty much check out from
Thursday through Sunday? Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Well, nothing. Just getting a heads up.
I mean, this is where the whole Hootie nickname came from, John Skeffington. I mean, this is it. I mean, this is as good as it gets outside of the Ryder Cup. I would say the Ryder Cup, and I really enjoyed the Open, meaning the British Open, but the Masters is the Masters. And it is just so glorious to watch on TV because it doesn't look real. I mean, and they do a lot of artificial sort of stuff to make it look that way. But, hey, why not reward that effort? I mean, that's a lot of effort. People would still watch it anyway. So that starts this weekend. And now I'm not a big fan of the green jacket. I mean,
where else do you see one? Honestly, other than like Gary Birschbach and the Masters.
Yeah, well, Gary likes, he had his green one on.
He did.
He had all of his Packers socks and all that other stuff.
Oh my God, okay.
Which is pretty funny because, Dan Hampton's still a little sore about the whole Packers
and
rivalry.
Did he show it all off?
Oh yeah, I think he went and got a picture. So, I mean, they had fun with it.
Yeah.
And so the, until 1967, the jackets were manufactured by Brooks Brothers. And they've since been made by Hamilton of Cincinnati, Ohio, where they import the wool from a plant in Georgia. So, I mean, it's got all this sort of local connection. Yeah, they're better than they used to be, I guess. But they're still a green jacket.
They're still
green. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, the caddies have to...
they have to wear those white...
jumpsuits.
Or the hazmat thing.
They're not hazmats.
Can I ask why?
Yeah.
I mean, why?
What do you mean?
Why do they have to wear these white, they look like hazmat suits?
It's tradition, like no other. What?
Like, I get, like,
we've got to take a break. First of all, you've been away for a couple of days, so I have to remind you of the clock. We need to take the bottom of the hour break, and I'll explain to you the tradition of what has been for years. And things have lightened up everywhere else except Augusta. And that's just sort of the way it is. Like no other. We'll be back after the News and stories. Stay tuned.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Best One of Central Illinois, where the best costs less. Pritzker on Sunday signed legislation raising the legal age for purchasing tobacco products from 18 to 21. With Pritzker's action beginning on July 1st, Illinois will join California, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Oregon, Hawaii, Maine, and Washington, D.C. in banning sales to those under 21. Included in the ban are cigarettes, cigars, chewing tobacco, and nicotine-based products such as e-cigarettes and vaping materials. Heavy metal band Megadeth will be the opening act at this year's Illinois State Fair. The group will play August 9th at the Illinois Lottery Grandstand stage. Other performers scheduled in the grandstand this summer include Pentatonix, Old Dominion, Snoop Dogg, Shinedown, and Reba McEntire. Concert tickets go on sale April 20th via Ticketmaster and on April 22nd at the State Fairgrounds in Springfield. Democratic state senators are pushing for measures to grant $25 million to various groups they say will help ensure an accurate census count. If Illinois' count isn't accurate, the state could lose congressional representation. Illinois is on pace to lose one or two representatives in Congress after five consecutive years of population loss. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
I'm Chris Foster. Kirstjen Nielsen is out as Homeland Security Secretary, resigning effective Wednesday after meeting with President Trump at the White House. Taking over will be U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McLeanan.
During her tenure as the DHS Secretary, Nielsen implemented a policy of separating parents and children accused of crossing over the U.S.-Mexico border illegally, a policy that was criticized by lawmakers from both parties. Ultimately, the president signed an executive order ending his zero-tolerance policy. In recent months, the president has grumbled about what he views as Nielsen's lackluster performance on immigration enforcement.
Fox's John Decker. President Trump's attorney Jay Sekulow says they'll fight House Democrats' demands to see tax returns.
We should not be in a situation where individual private tax returns are used for political purposes.
He was on ABC's This Week. This is Fox News.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Taking a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast, mostly sunny skies today, highs near 74 degrees. Then for tonight, clear and lows around 48 degrees. Tuesday, sunshine, highs near 67. Wednesday, sunny, highs near 61. It is 56 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Stranger, dressed in black, she's a hungry child.
Back, yeah, this is like skipping and sounds like a terrible song to begin with.
Hush up. Well,
how about one that just doesn't skip all over the
place?
It's
not skipping. That's the song.
No, it's not. That was a digital blip going throughout all of that. All right, back to the actual Masters, which starts this week. I would call them overalls. They're sort of what would you think, like a boiler uniform?
Yes.
And up until, I believe, 1982... caddies, like players playing in the Masters, didn't bring their own caddy. They were assigned a caddy from the club, a local caddy. That changed, but then they still made them wear the uniforms. And the uniforms had the name of the player on the back, and then they are numbered. And so last year's champion would have his caddy would wear number one, and then everyone else is assigned a number based on when they register, like when the caddies check in. And so they wear those. That's the uniform that's worn whenever regular golf is played at Augusta. So even though these are professionals coming in with their own professional caddies, the professional caddies are required to wear the uniform. And they are white. They're often like too big. You see them like with like rolled up sleeves, and it is kind of funny when you think about it. A boiler suit. And they all have to wear the green hat too, by the way. I don't know that they have to wear a hat. I assume they just wear the hat because they're out in the sun all, you know, for a profession. and you wear the hat. That's why golfers have the weirdest tan lines in the history of all tan lines.
They really
do. No, if you ever met a professional golfer or seen one in person, they have a suntan right above their eyebrows, and then the rest of their forehead is white. And it's a very strange look. We get that occasionally in the tour that stops by here with Symetra, mm-hmm. right? Where they'll have just this weird suntan line going.
I have to be very careful during the tournament because I'll end up with, like, the farmer tan, the short sleeve thing with polos. I'm constantly rolling them up.
Yeah. So, anyway, that starts this week. I'm very, very excited about it. How can you not be excited about it? Seriously? I mean, there's nothing about it that's exciting to you at all. I mean, you even have a connection to Georgia.
That's the most roundabout way I'm supposed to appreciate
the Masters.
No, I'm just,
that's one of the things, I mean, Georgia is known for.
Yes.
Augusta.
And I like that, you know, the traditions have stayed the same, although I still think caddies, if you're going to custom make the jacket, why can't everybody have sizes on those things?
Well, first of all, you custom make the jacket for one player, the guy who wins that. There's hundreds.
Just pull them out of a plastic thing.
They
like,
do. I'm sure they do. Since 1949, the green jacket has been awarded to the champion, who must return it to the clubhouse 1 year after his victory. So it stays at Augusta. I mean, you get it for a year, and then it goes to like a locker there. And then when they have the champions dinner, they all, you know, break out their green jackets, and they have as many champions that are still alive. And the champion from the year before gets to decide the menu. So it's like these.
Well, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, just like if you get somebody, it's like we're having crawfish and eating with our hands.
Yep. Now, a golfer who wins the event multiple times doesn't get a new jacket every time.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
So I think Phil Mickelson's going for 4, Tiger Woods is going for 5, so they have a green jacket. Now, unless they need another one.
Like sizing-wise.
Yeah, if they need to be fitted for a new one. Because, you know, that can happen. I'm sure Tiger Woods isn't the same size he was
the first time
he won one. So there you have it. And then the Champions Dinner, which was inaugurated by Ben Hogan in 1952, is held on the Tuesday before each tournament and is open only to past champions and a couple of board members of the Augusta National Golf Club. And beginning in 1963, legendary golfers, usually past champions, have hit an honorary tee shot in the morning of the first round to commence play. That used to be old golfers like Fred McLeod and Jock Hutchinson, Gene Sarris, and even Sam Snead, Byron Nelson. Then it was like Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player. And since 1960, the semi-social contest of the par 3 course has been played on Wednesday, the day before the first round. So Tuesday they have the dinner, which we're not privy to. But now that there's social media, mm-hmm. you get a glimpse of those things that you never did before. So
I'm dying to know what they pick for the dinner.
Well, everybody, I mean, that's the thing. If you win, then the next year you get to pick that Tuesday night, you pick the menu.
I'd just love to know what different people pick.
Yeah. Nicklaus has the most master wins with 6 between 1963 and 1986. Palmer and Tiger Woods have won 4 each, and 5 have won 3. That's Jimmy Demerit, Sam Snead, Gary Player, Nick Faldo, and Phil Mickelson. And the first non-American player was Gary Player from South Africa in 1961. The second was Seve Ballesteros of Spain, who won in 80 and 83. So this is our tradition. The British have the Open,
mm-hmm.
and that's like 100 years older than the Masters, and that's where golf began and all of that. But this is ours. The course opened 86 years ago, and they've reshaped it on occasion, redesigned it on occasion, but it is the Masters. And it starts with the Champions Dinner, par 3 tournament. I think some of that may be televised on ESPN. And then, of course, Thursday's Friday round, and then Saturday and Sunday. And just close your eyes and think about the magnolias and all the flowers and the beautiful reflection, the bridges, and then, hello, friends. You know, it's Jim Nance and Nick Faldo.
I'm excited for you.
It's a big damn deal.
I mean,
by the way,
you to remember this.
In 1934, Horton Smith took first prize, and he won $1,500.
$1,500, yeah. All right.
That was probably a big deal in 1934.
Probably.
Present name of the tournament was adopted in 1939. And there you have it. So the Masters this weekend. Now, that will pale in comparison to Game of Thrones.
Oh, for me, for sure.
Well, I think in broader popularity, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Do you think that there is any way after this prolonged absence and hype and anticipation that there's any way this season can literally live up to the expectations?
I think it can. I just wish it wasn't so short.
Really?
Yeah, it's like
6 hours isn't enough for you?
No, because I mean it's like they've left us starving for 2 years. Now they're going to
have they?
Us
I mean, have
crumbs.
You really been starving?
No, I mean after the first year was hard. Then it was like, okay, I can handle this.
It seems like yesterday. Do you really? I mean, does it?
No, it feels like it's been 2 years.
Okay.
But then again, I mean, we did not watch it like most probably consumed it, which was each week looking forward to it. We just kind of binged the whole thing.
Right.
And then we were left with nothing, which is always hard. Anytime you binge watch something, you almost want to start it over because you don't know what to do with yourself. It's like finishing a good book.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. I don't get me wrong. But I'm not maybe as much as some people. I think it's okay. It's going to be what it's going to be.
I'm not that into it when I want to cosplay or anything, but.
You know that Daenerys, what's her name?
Daenerys Stormborn.
I thought it was Targaryen. What are you talking about?
What, Daenerys?
Dragon.
Yeah.
What'd you call her?
Stormborn.
I thought, well, she's listed as cast as Targaryen.
Okay.
Did you just make that up?
What were you saying?
No, I was just curious where you came up with that name.
I don't know, but go ahead. What were you saying before you lose track?
Who got off track there?
You just did it again.
Okay. Well, welcome back.
What were you saying?
We've really missed the roadblocks in the middle of the show. How different she looks in real life as a non-blonde.
Oh,
she's much
yeah.
prettier in real life as a brunette
mm-hmm.
than she is as a blonde.
Yeah.
I was just looking at the cast members, which is why they had her name listed there. And she looks almost like a different human being.
Yeah. And
Is every female that way? I feel like some females could change the color of their hair and not really change their looks. And some people look like different people.
Oh, I don't. I mean, I definitely see the difference. Like Jennifer Lawrence is one of those that has gone between dark and blonde.
Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, the Hunger Games.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't really see it that much.
I think
it's because it seems like she changes her hair color all the time. But with her, she naturally looks better with dark hair.
Yeah, she looks like a completely different person. So anyway, I think I'm excited. I guess I don't know. I'm trying not to build up my expectations because I'm really wondering how do they live up to that. And do you kind of feel like you kind of know what's going to happen?
Well, we were left with, you know, our own little cliffhanger, so we'll see. Which we probably need to go back and watch the last episode.
Do we? All right, who are you most interested in catching back up with? I mean, as far as the character, you were talking about like you missed it for a year. I mean, who are you really wanting to catch back up with?
I want to know what's going to happen with Jon Snow and Daenerys, obviously.
Okay.
That was the big...
Well, Jon Snow's sort of the hero of the mm-hmm. show, right? But you've got the Lannisters, and so what happens to the Tyrion and Jaime and Cersei, right? I mean, you've got all of that. And I mean, you kind of have the bad guys you root for and the bad guys you don't root for.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
I like Samwell Tarly. I don't know, the fat, goofy guy. I don't know what happens with him, right? I don't know. And who's the big, the woman who's the big kind of warrior, Brienne?
Brienne.
Yeah.
Of Tarth.
Yes. Kind of curious about her. Not so much the Stark girls. The one really annoys me, although she's sort of grown into her, like her own character. And the other one is, I'm not sure about her. Have you watched the trailer?
I have.
Any clues there?
Not really. I'm not. I didn't dissect it or anything.
There's some people that, like, you can't get rid of quick enough, right?
There have been characters, yes.
And I like the Hound, too, by the way.
Oh, I love the Hound.
Yeah. Who's living? I mean, who's still... Do you even remember who's still around?
That's why I need to watch the last episode again.
Okay. Is the one really, really... The bratty... Did he make it? The one who was... Where Sansa was... Ended up? Or Sansa
marrying?
Stark? You know, the one guy, what's his, you know who I'm talking about, the one horrible nephew or whatever. Did he get it or is he still
he
around?
He got it the moment they got married. He was poisoned. Remember he died horribly?
No, not the kid. No. You're talking about the prince. I'm talking about like in the later years.
I'm going to have to see who you're talking about.
Okay, well, if I could see who I was talking about, I would be able to tell you. I don't see it. Well, that's why I'm wondering if he bit the dust.
It's been 2 years, like I said.
We'll take a break. Back with more after the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally educated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want it.
It's time to run with Sloan Pullman at our Drive Green sales event. Buy big and save bigger on new John Deere lawn tractors, Gators, Z-Trax, and compact and utility tractors. The best weekend to buy, April 11th through the 13th, at your fave John Deere dealer, Sloan Implement. Drive green, buy green, save green. It only happens once a year, and it's happening at Sloan Implement.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, only something like the Game of Thrones would you forget somebody being eaten by hounds, right?
Who got eaten by hounds? Was that Ramsay Bolton?
Yeah. The bastard of Bolton.
Yes.
I forgot all. See, I know. Maybe we're going into this thing without any knowledge at all.
So I said we're going to have to watch.
Yeah, I hate going back to watch things, though. Don't you?
I know, but it'd be like on brand new again.
No, it won't. Because you'll go, oh, yeah, okay. How'd we forget that? I don't know. He was, I think, I thought he was the evilest of the evil villains in the show.
I mean, Joffrey was very annoying.
Yes, Joffrey, you were rooting to die, like, just,
immediately.
I mean, almost.
And horribly.
Instantly. And he did. But Ramsay was, I guess, bit the dust in season 6.
Okay.
And this is, what, season 8?
Yeah.
Of Game of Thrones? Is that right? So there you have it. 6 episodes versus the longer season. I don't know if those episodes are a little longer than an hour. Do we know they're an hour?
They better be.
Well, no, I mean, they may be longer than an hour. I mean, I'm not going to be less than an hour.
Like,
I don't know. That's the great thing about this type of TV, right? They don't have to play by all of the network rules. All right. So as I said earlier, you've got amazing things happening in the month of April. I mean, it really is crazy the amount of things that are available. So when you look at what's coming, because Killing Eve is back, and I would call that literally one of the best shows on TV. Would you not?
I would agree.
I know it's probably not nearly as popular or as watched by as many people as like Game of Thrones, but there's no excuse for it because you can get it literally on Hulu, season 1. And maybe it's even back on BBC America because they aired all of the episodes yesterday leading up to the season 2 premiere last night. So if you haven't had the chance, you should. By the way, Friday, May 31st, I know we're jumping ahead a month, but were you a Deadwood fan?
No, but I know people that were. I mean, I know that that kind of had its own little...
They have a Deadwood movie coming to HBO on Friday, May 31st. And all of the folks are back. Timothy Olyphant, who played Raylan Givens on Al Swearengen. I mean, the whole gang. And so just, I saw that this morning. I didn't even know they were making a movie, but there you have it. So you've got literally last night, which to me was, although Billions was really good last night. If you're not watching that, you just, I don't know what's wrong with you. Killing Eve made its debut. And then we head into this weekend. And how excited is everyone about Game of Thrones? Should we do like a Game of Thrones show on Friday? I mean, should we like do it as character?
Yeah,
or
I want to hear from people that are super fans.
Do you think people have kind of forgotten about it?
No, I think the super fans know.
Okay.
I want cosplayers. I want the full shebang.
Really?
Yes.
Where's Tad? He's somewhere with a bunch of costume people.
Good question. I have no idea.
I saw that on Instagram over the weekend. I'm not really sure where. All right, so Sunday, Game of Thrones Season 8 makes its debut, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Friday, April 19th, now I know you don't like this, but I think it's one of the best shows on TV, is Bosch Season 5 makes its debut on Amazon. That's just part of some of the things that are coming out. Cobra Kai Season 2 is coming to YouTube Premium for you Karate Kids fans. And we watched Hannah, or we started watching Hannah. Now, would you recommend this to people?
I would. I really enjoyed it. And then you know what's funny? My stupid brain started thinking later about it, like, there's a plot hole in there.
What was the plot hole?
Doesn't matter.
No, go right ahead. I want to hear the plot hole.
So she has no, like, she's been living in a forest.
Uh-huh.
We should probably explain the plot. She's basically this girl. We have no idea why.
There was a 2011 movie named Hannah that was an action drama movie. And they took the movie and the creator of the movie, and they made a Amazon Prime TV show out of it because he wanted to explore more than he could in a two-hour movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really know, and I don't want to go too far into this, but she is her father is German and her mother, and she's in some sort of, like, not really a prison, but some sort of experimental thing as a baby. Father breaks her out of there and then raises her
from infant
in the
to,
forest to a teenager, yes. And then all hell breaks.
Yes. So she's traveling with this family over borders, I assume, even though like she has no identification, no passport, no nothing. And I was thinking about that, like, how do you do that?
Well, what age do you have to have a passport? I mean, like, here, when you travel, you don't have to have identification for a 13-year-old.
Yeah, but after that you do.
What age?
Well, I mean,
16 is the first time you get identification in this country.
True. But I don't know. It was just something I was thinking about. See, that's what my stupid brain was thinking about. But I actually really would recommend the show. I thought it was
okay.
Really
for the 99.9 other percent of the people who will just enjoy the show without ever having those kind of thoughts.
I know.
There's an ex-CIA agent who's kind of off the book and tracking down this young girl. And she's sort of got all these extraordinary talents and has been taught. It's an interesting show.
It is.
And it's called Hannah. And it's an original Amazon Prime TV series that you might want to check out. Just, you know, in case you're not watching The Masters or Game of Thrones this weekend or catching up on Killing Eve. We'll take a break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Mostly sunny skies. Highs near 74 degrees. Then for tonight, clear and lows around 48. For your Tuesday, sunshine, highs near 67, and Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 61 degrees. It is 56 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market
in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Back to the track, the wall. It's a grand slam for Yadier Molina.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. And First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Byers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window. From 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY. Your home for Cardinal baseball.
Redbird winner!
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
Hater.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Well, if you're all jazzed about what's coming to your television, tablet, phone, well, there's something new happening in Xfinity, and it's all about you. Yeah, you, because now you can customize your own package with Xfinity. What does that mean? It means you can get more of what you want and less of what you don't. Say you want TV, but just the sports and news channels. Done. Xfinity has flexible channels that let you customize your entertainment. Or maybe your family wants super fast internet to power 25 devices and the latest in home security. Xfinity has you covered. Simply choose the internet speed that's right for you and add additional services like home security with just a few clicks. And if you're a gamer that only wants really, really fast internet and none of that other stuff like landlines or kids' channels, perfect. Just pick your internet speed. Forget about packages with extra channels or services you don't want. It's time to customize your own package just the way you like it. Go online today and check it out for yourself. You can see the price adjust as you customize and watch the savings add up. Introducing a new way to customize your own package and save with Xfinity. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com/customize, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. And if you're not using the X1 remote, I don't know what to tell you. If you're still searching for programs one letter at a time.
Oh, gosh, isn't that thing fantastic?
Or trying to scroll through apps to find the one you're looking for, the X1 remote just goes, go to Netflix or find Killing Eve. That simple, that easy, that awesome. All right. Are we out on the road at all this week?
I don't believe so.
And I want to go back and recap some of the stuff that happened over the weekend. Rachel went out with the cast of Hair.
Yeah.
On Friday. Did you see this video?
I did.
They were, where were they? At Main and Fairview?
Yes, right there on the Milliken campus.
Yeah. Now, yeah. What is this called? It's from the TV. It's from that. The guy who started the karaoke in Cars or whatever.
Yeah, James Corden.
Yes.
Yes. I think it's, is it Flash Broadway or something like that?
Well, like you basically go out and you perform in an intersection during a red light.
Yes. So the time that you have to walk across the intersection is where you've got to perform an ensemble piece. I mean, there was like full on dancing in the whole thing.
Exactly. So the cast of Hair, which we had couple of the members in last week to talk about that. They spent their time going out from both sides of the street and dancing. It was a lot of fun. You can check out the video NowDecatur.com, or if you want to check it out on Facebook, you can do that as well. That was just one of the things that were happening over the weekend, because we had like a flashback prom.
Oh, yeah.
We had National Beer Day. We had a lot that we have to talk about and share and push out to you, plus a new HealthLink video from Decatur Memorial Hospital we'll be telling you about as well. We've got a big action-packed show here on this Monday, and Cardinals tickets to give away, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds for tomorrow's game, right? We're going to be doing that next hour.
Yes, indeed.
We'll check in with Mark Tupper. And you know what I haven't watched a minute of? And this is crazy. The NCAA tournament. Now, 1 minute. How's that possible? I ask you. We'll take a break for the stories and news at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Best One of Central Illinois, where the best costs less. Young farmers in Illinois are getting a chance to develop skills with help from the Illinois Farm Bureau. The Young Leaders Program is geared towards men and women 18 to 35 years old who have a passion for all aspects of agriculture. Through the Young Leaders Program, young adults have the opportunity to participate in events such as the State Young Leader Conference, Young Leader Ag Industry Tour, AgriQuiz Bowl Contest, County Chair Award Program,